You know, a lot of people said, if you like to challenge the Lord, you go ahead and make plans, because he always changes your plan. So that's what happened to me today. I had my homily all planned out, but God used a very special person today to change all of my plan, all of my homily. This morning, I had the privilege of giving the last rites to an inmate at the All Red Unit. And it took a good while to get access inside because today is visitation day, so the line was very long. And since it's visitation day, even a priest, I was wearing my collar at that time, I would heavily pat down, make sure I didn't carry any contraband inside. And when we came to the security, I had my holy oil flask with me. But since it's what the container was made out of glass, I couldn't take that in. So I had to ask for a club, and I had to pour enough oil inside the gloves in order to bring the holy oil inside in order to give him the anointing of the sick. So a lot of hoops to run through and a lot of security clearance. But once I got inside, I was able to see a man who had not practiced his faith for 50 plus years. And I came in and he began to cry. He said, I thought I would never going to be able to go to confession. I have strayed away from my faith and have gone away from the church for the very long time, Father. And I want to make my confession. And I said, yes, let's do it. And it's what very uncomfortable because, you know, let's just say he was not in the general population. He was in the higher ranking. So I couldn't keep my door closed because of security issues. So we had to keep it very low. And I told him, I'm here to reconcile you with God. And he broke down and he cried. And his repentance moved me so much that it brought me to tears as well. And it's what such a joy for me to reconcile someone back to God. And when I gave him his penance, he said, that's it? 50 years and all, that's all you gave me? And I said, remember, it is the contrition that counts, not the penance that's going to bind us. My brothers and sisters, that story, that encounter with that particular person changed me today. How sensitive are we to our own sins? Have we recognized that we have sins against God and have found the right moment to return back to Him or not? Or are we still excusing our sins and just think that, oh, there are worse people than me? Oh, I might be bad, Father, but I'm not Hitler or I'm not Stalin. I don't kill people. I don't break the law. As a matter of fact, every year I have to remind my mom and also my dad to meet the requirement of the church to go to confession at least once a year. And my mom always kind of give me a sassy attitude. But I didn't break any law. But I told my mom, Mom, but you know that you have failed to love your neighbor, and there are things that you need to confess. So confession, even for my parents, is not a given thing. And it's never a given thing for any of us. Because confession requires that we really look deep within ourselves in order to recognize our mistakes and not to stand righteous like the Pharisees or the scribes in the gospel today, but to really look within our own intention and the many times that we have failed to love God and our neighbor and reconciled with Him. Confession is hard because it requires us to lay down our protection, our defense, and to be vulnerable with God, and in a sense, vulnerable to the priest who is there. But again, my brothers and sisters, in the confessional, I'm not there to judge you. I'm there to reconcile you with God. And it's never an easy thing, but I've always seen reconciliation as an honor and as an opportunity to be an instrument of God to reconcile you back. Because there are times during the confessionals, not only that I move the sinner, but the sinner also moved me in recognizing, in helping me see the things that I have hidden in my own life as well. So remember, in the confessional, I am also a sinner, and we are all in need of God's grace. So my brothers and sisters, in this modern world, it is often easier for us to blame other people, to put a scapegoat upon the government or upon leadership or upon a group or a person that we don't like. But we have to remember that even in the beginning of Mass, what do we say? Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. That I have sinned against God and against you. That's why I need you to forgive me as well. In my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. My brothers and sisters, we are all in need of God's grace. And God's grace will be given to us because no one is outside of God's mercy. So when was the last time have we tasted the sweetness of God's mercy for us? When was the last time we have chosen to be vulnerable to God and open up our hearts to Him? In the first reading today, in the book of Sirach, God has said, if you choose, you can keep the commandments and they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand before man, before you, my brothers and sisters, are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. So we can choose a life of excuses. We can choose a life of blaming other people. But we can choose a life of ignoring our sins. And our souls, just like our hands, if we continue to choose and not take care of it, it's going to build up calluses. And our sins going to make our heart and our souls harden. So may we remove the calluses and look at ourselves as we are, in need of God's love and mercy, and return back to Him. Because God's infinite mercy is just like what the second readings from St. Paul to the Corinthians said today. What eye had not seen, and ear had not heard, and what had not entered the human heart, what God had prepared for those who love Him. God had prepared for us His infinite mercy and His love. And it is tasted through the mercy of the church and the mercy of the sacraments. So my brothers and sisters, my homily is going to be very short today and to the point. I'm inviting you as we begin Lent to take some time, especially during the Advent and Lenten penance services, to find a chance to reconcile ourselves to God, to admit our sins before Him, and ask Him for His mercy and His forgiveness. Once we have tasted that mercy and forgiveness, may we stand up and be joyful and say, my God, you have loved me so much, and your grace are beyond my sinfulness. I will praise you for your mercy, for your compassion, for your forgiveness. I will be your instruments of peace for those who are in need. May we echo the words of the Psalms today and make the responsorial Psalms today our own prayer. Instruct me, O Lord, in the way of your statutes, that I may exactly observe them. Give me discernment that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart.